Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno describes his proposed $571.8 million budget for the fiscal year that begins July 1st as a hold-the-line budget.
The budget is austere. It's really to address the revenue outlook for the coming year. It's balanced. It's sound. It makes every effort to protect and keep core services.
The bottom line in the budget actually represents a 1.6% increase over what the city is projected to spend in the current fiscal year. Additionally, the number of city employees would increase by almost 3%. It's a far cry from the budgets Sarno proposed during his first 5 years as mayor, when local aid cuts and plummeting property tax revenues translated to layoffs and cutbacks. The mayor's budget, which the Springfield City Council is reviewing, would close two branch libraries but would increase the weekly hours of operation at the remaining library locations. New police officers and firefighters would be hired to fill vacancies caused by retirements. There's also money to hire more snowplow drivers, resume grass mowing at city parks, and keep summer youth recreation programs. Springfield is counting on more money from the state, but the budget also includes $5 million from MGM Resorts, the company that hopes to build an $800 million casino in downtown Springfield. The mayor is anything but subtle when talking about what the MGM payments mean to the city's finances.
I would have had to, or we would have had to, lay off 100 or over 100 employees and make massive service cuts.
The development agreement negotiated with MGM by the mayor included a so-called $1 million signing bonus and a $4 million advance on the payments MGM will start making if it builds the casino. MGM needs voter approval at a July 16th referendum and then must convince the Massachusetts Gaming Commission to award it the lone casino license available in western Massachusetts. Sarno said his budget honestly reflects the importance of the casino project and the benefits the city will receive if voters on July 16th approve the host community agreement.
We're not crying. We have a can-do attitude. We've made the difficult cuts and decisions before, but we're at a pivotal time in the city's history.
Springfield City Councilor Kateri Walsh says the mayor has proposed a budget that keeps city services popular with her constituents, such as snow removal and swimming pools.
It shows you how very important it is for the MGM proposal to be understood by the general public and how beneficial that will be to the city of Springfield. Positive referendum, and hopefully the state will award us the contract.
Casino opponents cry foul over the mayor's budget.
He's trying to balance the budget on $4 million he does not have.
Michael Kogut is a Springfield lawyer who is head of the organization Citizens Against Casino Gaming, which was formed last fall to oppose the expected casino vote in Springfield.
I think it's wrong. In fact, we know it's wrong. And again, if we had a public debate, we'd be able to call him out on it, and the public would know that.
Mark Mulvin, a Springfield physician who is treasurer of the anti-casino organization, said Sarno has refused their call for debates ahead of the July 16th vote.
The mayor has been the biggest backer of this project from day one. He is the one who has brought this to the city of Springfield, to the people of Springfield. He believes strongly that this is what's going to help bring Springfield back. I'm not quite sure where it's been, but he believes that it's going to bring it back.
Sarno, through a spokesperson, said casino opponents should ask MGM to debate. MGM officials reportedly turned down an offer from a media consortium to arrange a broadcast debate. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.